in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Welcome back to Phantom Island. My name is Stephen Godfrey. That's Ryan Naney. Our friends at Homefield. Hail Indiana. Is that what we say now? Hail Indiana. As if a new regime has taken control.
I think it's, yeah, welcome to the Indiana century is what we're saying now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It will be mini prosperous. I was thinking like a broken English translation if a dictator took over. my name is Stephen Godfrey. That's Ryan Naney. I already said that. We're brought to you by our friends at Homefield Apparel, which you'll hear more about later on in this fine program. We're going to do one more. We're going to close it out. When I told you we were going to do one more Coach Gossip, did you think it was one too many, or did you think, all right, he's just going to dump the notebook after this and it makes sense? Or what were your thoughts?
Well, to let the listener in on our calendar, we're recording this on Monday, February 2nd. We have seen each other a little bit.
Not much.
But not that much in the last 3 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. You have been, you left in mid-January to go to North Carolina for the AFCA convention.
Mm-hmm. Best time of year to go to the Mid-Atlantic.
To go to Charlotte. And we'll talk about, maybe we'll talk about like what convention looked like this year. We'll see. And then you went to the national championship where you were doing a variety of things.
Yeah. And in both events, then, people complained about the calendar. That was the 1-3 note.
And then there was a 30-year ice storm in Nashville. And here we are today. So to answer your question at long last, no, I don't think it's too much because I know you have seen a lot of people, mm-hmm. talked to a lot of people. And I'll just say right off the back, when you went to AFCA before the semis were even played, right?
Yes, there was still a maybe.
Or was it between the semis and the finals?
I think it was between the semis and the finals. Yeah.
Okay. So one thing I asked you to poke around about was this: there's some rumor, and I can't emphasize how much it was. It's a lowercase r rumor that Indiana was hacking teams and had gotten their script. Yes,
they're cheating.
Paul. That Indiana,
which by the way,
Indiana had. Yeah,
we will get into that rumor in just a second after we make the paywall jump. Mm-hmm. You know, you've arrived when there's a grand conspiracy of which you are the author.
We have another episode coming this week in which a listener said almost exactly that.
Moment
they realized Indiana had arrived on the national stage.
We made it. So this is going to be a little bit of a debrief from the late January travels. We'll talk a little bit about the state of the thing. And then we'll clean up the Coach Goss to basically set a marker for 26. But first, we have one thing to do, which is kick the freeloaders out.
Aw, we love you, though.
All right, nobody wants to be a freeloader. What you want to be is a patron of the arts and of journalism, and then also of whatever this is. So if you'd like to support whatever this is, you go to phantomisland.show today. You subscribe. You can get an annual subscription at a discount. You can pick your subscription tier. Maybe you want to ask us questions on the single wing, or maybe you want to suggest show topics. Maybe you want to participate, get early access to all the cool stuff that's coming, as well as total access to our archive of previous works. If you want to do any of that, and you want to listen to this whole show here, you go to phantomisland.show today.
Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber. Our theme song is also called Phantom Island from the album of the same name by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.